And welcome back to the Next Panel Podcast. This is episode 7.
8.
It's your host, Aleels, to my right.
I'm sorry. Dre.
And to his right.
A failure.
He's a failure today.
Okay. This is our second week with without SL. Kind of miss him.
It's getting smaller. The emotion's getting less and less.
About an hour. Missed him for about an hour.
Yeah. You know, SL, if you're listening to this,
rest in peace.
You are missed.
Wow.
I mean, you are missed.
Woo.
I forgot what happened, sorry.
I mean,
that was the wrong manga.
He has to miss like 3 episodes before he's dead to me.
Right.
That's
oh.
SL.
Okay.
Okay.
If he's not back by the end of this arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means it's over.
Oh, this got dark.
Very quickly.
I mean, you know how the manga's moving fast.
So.
Gotta make it back.
You might be right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, this week, we are talking about generations of consoles. I know that was sort of our first episode, but that was, like, ushering in the new episode, the new generation of consoles. Here, we're looking beyond. So, how many more generations of consoles do you see coming out? Like, how many more PlayStations do you think are going to get released?
77.
77.
No.
77.
It's quite the number.
3 to 5?
3 to 5.
I'm going to go maybe 2 to 3.
2 to 3. Are you including, like, the mid-cycle refreshes, or are we just kind of in, like...
Yeah, not
refreshes.
The PS5 Pro.
Oh,
well,
not including
just,
that, so
just,
like, numbered ones?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Maybe
3 to 4.
Going
to, yeah,
2 to 3 sound good, but maybe 3 to 4.
2 to 3.
I don't think we're getting... If we get to double digits, we're not getting far into it at all.
Right, like PlayStation 10.
Yeah. That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't.
Right? PlayStation
8
sounds
perfect.
Like, that's it. Like,
yeah.
That should be it.
8, yeah.
But I think that's where it goes into the, what we had discussed before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost like how the Alienware laptops have, like, a peripheral you can attach to it to update it. Or just, like, next couple generations just move closer and closer to PCs to the point where it's like, yeah, no. Next generation of the PS5 graphics card and hard drive is coming out. Buy those. Plug them into your machine. You're good to go.
Yeah, I feel like it's eventually going to stop being numbers, and it's just going to be PlayStation and Xbox.
Just PlayStation.
And then they're going to do the...
The new PlayStation.
Yeah, no, it's just going to be PlayStation.
Would they just
Xbox.
Push software? Almost like how Microsoft does with Windows 10.
Mm-hmm.
But just... Obviously, they'll be pushing the software updates, but basically just every 4 or 5 years, you just put out, like...
Because at this point...
Buy this $400 piece of...
Yeah, at this point, the only thing they're updating is processing speed and graphics.
Really.
So why not just give us a plug-in for it instead of buying a whole new console?
And then at that point, you would only have to, like, get a new console when, like, the motherboard is going or, like, the power supply or whatever.
100%.
But then you just sell it. I was like, okay, it's basically a lifetime console. Pay this much a month. It's the PlayStation Now as well as your protection against the hardware that's in it, like, that you can't swap out
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason. And then just every few years, bang, this costs... This new processor and hard drive combo came out. It cost $300 or whatever, or $250 or whatever. And, like, that's your... Instead of buying another console, it's just, like, that's your upgrade.
Right, and that's even talking just on the PlayStation side. It's going to be way easier for Microsoft to adapt to...
Yeah, I think Xbox eventually... Like, the Xbox is just going to be a model of computer.
They
like
already started.
Yeah,
Xbox One X came out. Now it's Xbox Series.
Series X.
Like, they're already on my...
I think that's what they said they were doing. It's now Xbox is, I don't want to say the brand name, but that's like the console name.
Yeah.
It's just Xbox, and then it's Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think eventually it's legit just going to be like, no, they're going to be selling the Microsoft Surface,
mm-hmm.
Microsoft whatever they call the desktop. If I think it's still a service or whatever.
Yeah,
and they're just going to have the Microsoft Xbox, which is like it dual boots into Windows and dual boots into the Xbox gaming thing, and you can, like, eventually they'll have it where you can switch between the two. Give it 2 video outputs, plug them both in, you got your computer thing there, and then imagine, like, literally you can just stream straight from your computer, no capture card needed, nothing like that, straight from the console as if it were a computer with the same personalization.
So, alright, so that's what you think it would look like after the PlayStation 8, I guess?
I think it would take about 4 or 5 years to finally get there. Xbox, that's how I feel. PlayStation, I'm not sure.
Well, even
PlayStation, Well, I mean, what I said is what I would imagine.
Yeah, so
would be the easiest way to do it, but
so I guess what they have less options. Because if we're saying two or three more generations, that's like another 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think the generations are going to last quite as long.
You think shorter generations are coming now?
Like, not significantly shorter. Mm-hmm. Not like 5-year generations, but I think it's going to be like after like 6 to 7 years, we're going to have the next whatever it is. Not including like the pro in between, because I think that's like, if not next year, the year after that, that's probably coming. I think that's next year, low key.
I actually think the opposite. I think the generations are going to be longer this year, especially just because of how long it's taking everybody to get a console.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
say.
You know what?
That's a slap in the face.
Yeah.
You're kind of right. If anything, it might be that.
So if people have to wait a year, mm-hmm. it's basically going to come up.
Well, not even just that, but I'm thinking because like, thinking about it, like the PS5 supports 8K, right?
Yep.
It just needs a software update.
Both
so
of
almost
them are
like
future
that.
Proof.
That's kind of what I think the future of console is going to be. Like when the next gen comes out, hopefully the console cards are going to catch up more with the PC cards. Because you know, a PC, like if you have the 3080, generally the only reason you're going to need to upgrade within the next 5 to maybe even 10 years is if you just want a newer one or like you really run your computer on.
And most people aren't doing that.
That's why I think, low-key, they could do a PlayStation 6. Make it as future-proofed as you can and just make it like there are parts. Even if it's like, send your console back to Sony and we'll swap out the parts we need to swap out and send it back to you, and then it's like upgraded. And then we just can shoot out software updates to match it.
This might be
It might be games as a service. Like, instead of paying for the console, you just rent out the console. And when they have a new one with updates, they send you that one, you send it back that one, then they update it, send it someone
else, like
or whatever.
This year's going to be shaky, though, for the consoles, though, because they can't put out a Pro anytime soon.
Yeah.
Because that's a slap in the face to buyers. Now, you're just telling me...
That's straight disrespect.
I had to wait all this time for it to be in stock. That's for people who weren't paying overpriced for it. And they're going to make a Pro?
Like, imagine if you still weren't able to get a 5, and then they're announcing
the
Pro.
Exactly.
And you're like, are you serious?
Yeah, that's...
Like, I already paid for the PS5. Y'all just ain't sent it to me.
Exactly.
You know?
And then on the Xbox side, there's the S and the X. So now you're going to make a Z. And then...
It's like, well, I hope that's the last one, bitch, because I ain't buying it.
So the Z is out now, but we're still struggling to get the X.
Yeah.
That's why I also think maybe the reason why, like, the PS5 isn't just, oh, yeah, no, I can do 8K now. Maybe the PS5 already is the Pro. And it's like, that software update is just going to be able to upgrade you to it.
Hopefully that's...
And they'll, like, mark it as, this is a free upgrade to the PS5 Pro.
Hopefully that's how it
If not, it'll be like, yeah, pay $20 or $30 and it'll upgrade your console to the full features.
Yeah, but
which is going to make people flip out, because why would you build it in there and then charge me? Like, I already have it here.
Yeah.
And someone's going to figure out how to hack it, and everybody's going to be upset on both sides.
But I really feel like we're in for a longer generation this year and going forward.
I could see that.
You know?
Well, yeah, this year definitely.
Right now, most of the games we're playing are like
PS4
games, Xbox One games, but they're...
Facts.
They're enhanced. And it's like, ooh, new.
Yeah, no,
you know?
That's true.
But
like the A game.
The A game? The Avengers game?
No,
We don't use the rest of them.
Yeah,
I use the words.
We can
time.
Only sacrifice one letter for
the
them.
Look,
the
A.
The A.
March 18th is 11 days away from today.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing that all the way up until Falcon and the Winter Soldier starts.
Almost.
Good luck. Good luck.
I'm going to move away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm turn my phone
I'm
off.
Doing that.
I'm
going
to
oh, nah. Turn my phone off.
I know where all of y'all live.
Like,
you
know? I'm not going to be... I'm going to find out
this week. I'm going to find out. I'm going
to
know.
He said, oh,
I might have to
I'll remember.
Yeah, I'm going to know.
It's crazy,
yeah.
though.
At the very least, Google will remember.
But, yeah, no, concert. I mean, they...
I can see that, though.
I'm actually going to text you guys today. It's on sale for, like, $25.
What?
Avengers.
When it's on sale for $5, I promise you, I got you.
So, what if I give you the 20 out of the...
Oh.
I got you.
You see how bad... He's trying to pay
you
to
just,
play the
I
game.
I just want
to
play games with my friends. I don't know.
I still haven't said I'd play it. I said I'll get it.
Oh, no.
You know what?
No, he's very...
I'll get it, which if I get it, you know that means I'll play it.
Yeah. You know
eventually.
What? The thing is, I feel like a game can be
eventually.
Bad. You know, quick detour. A game can be bad, but with the right audience.
You can make
like,
it fun.
Yeah. You know? And I feel like we can have fun.
But I feel like...
We could make...
I feel like
if we played Goat Simulator, we could make it fun. Low key, that game just
fun already. Yeah, it's fun by itself.
They have a. I'm not going to lie. Not to get
we're
off
not
topic.
About to talk about Goat
I
Simulator.
Almost bought it the other day because it was like on sale for $5.
Yeah, I have it from Game Pass.
It's on sale for $5, and it's like the whole thing, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
do you want to play the Avengers because of the characters or because of the game?
Like the type of game it is.
Because this is a real question here.
Yeah. Like, is it because it's an Avengers
game? If you
want to
play with Captain America or...
I think it would be a fun game that all of us could get.
Are you not answering my question?
I want to play because, yes, it is the Avengers.
Okay.
Right?
That's fair, that's fair.
And I feel like...
Because I was going to say, you know, Destiny...
I was then going to say with him, like, if you want to play because you want to play as the character,
but
then we'll play
don't say
with
that,
yeah,
because
but if it's just
like
the type
of game.
I haven't
asked to play Destiny before, and we were like, yeah,
it's not like I only missed once.
And then it's like, we never get on. We played one time, and then that was it.
No, but that's why I asked, because if you want to play us as the Avengers, that's different than just
play
us
as the Avengers.
To play, like...
That's the whole thing.
Okay, so when they make enough characters, a character that I like...
Right.
Let me make a game that I like.
Okay,
let's move on before we make this another.
I'm just saying.
Another.
You ain't got nothing on me now. Persona came out. I got something to dedicate a few weeks to.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not even asking for a lot of time on it either.
We could.
A week? For how long? That's a contract.
A four-hour game.
So you get five viewers to say you get five of your viewers to tell you. They want to see you watch Avengers. And
matter of fact, don't say that because I can get that.
Matter of fact,
it can't
when
be,
book,
it can't
when
be Frank.
Nah, I got
why
you.
Not? That's
I got you.
These are like my core viewers.
No.
When you hit affiliate.
When I hit affiliate.
Okay, affiliate. Yeah, that's,
fine.
That's fair.
We
fine.
Got you.
That's fair. That's 100% fair.
Viewers.
That'll be your almost a reward present.
No, you get on. That's fair.
There you go.
Yeah, my guy to
as long as we just don't talk about the A game.
Okay, fine.
Until then.
Fine.
All right.
It is now banned. Hey, we have our first banned topic. Hey, 12 minutes into episode 7. That adds up to 13. It was close to something.
13 minutes. It was close
right?
To
you know? Math bod.
So, okay, so back on topic.
Yes.
Is streaming the future of video games?
100%.
In
the
terms
future.
Of
the future,
it's
like,
the future.
Is that where we're heading?
It's the future.
When you say streaming, you mean
like streaming all our video games, no longer buying the consoles, but
like just
so it's Stadia
like
and
Game Pass basically.
Yeah, well, not even, Game Pass
and
well,
like
Game
PlayStation
Pass.
Now, but like recurrent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, subscriptions definitely.
That
honestly, I think that could be the future of the console itself. Like
yeah.
Just instead of buying a console, it's like you're just paying whatever the price is per month. That includes your multiplayer thing, whatever it is, the console. Protection for it. Something goes wrong, send it back. We'll send you another one.
Because even if you
and
look
just
at
play
it
that
with
constantly.
Subscription, how much is Game Pass?
Like $15.
$15, right? 15 times 4 is 60. That's the price of one game. You could pay $15 to play
everything.
Everything.
But if we do go there, the price of that is going to go up.
Oh yeah, sure.
Is because sure, like it would have to because it wouldn't make sense. Because literally, I could play whatever game I wanted. For less than the price of one game,
but
you'd be losing money from me. If you come out with a game I want, like this year, I think there's 2 months where there's like no games coming out that I would buy. So you could get $60 for you basically get $600 for me for the year, or $15 for the 12 months, which would work out to $180. So you'd be losing a lot from like me, but now for someone else who might only buy one game a year, like I think if like Blockbuster was still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or if like That'll GameFly was
heavily,
still a big thing, then
heavily.
We would see that switch over faster.
Yeah.
But like right now, it's
so
it's way more efficient to get someone to pay for like a 50-cent disc versus just say subscribe to this and get everything you want.
I don't think so. I think
unless they make it like to where it's like $60.
But
a
if
month.
You look deeper into it, right? So now you have Twitch, which is a very good income once you make it.
Yeah.
Right. So now your Twitch viewers could suggest what games you're paying. So it's less taxing on you having to spend $60 on everything.
Which is true, but that's good for you.
And
why would Microsoft say
money on the consoles?
No,
that's
and,
it. It's
yeah.
Producing
and
it.
Twitch.
To
yeah.
Produce the consoles. That's why I was like, I could see the consoles
so,
being on a subscription thing.
Yeah,
the
no,
games is
would,
where you make the money
say,
back out.
I would
yeah.
say you're not getting it.
You know?
You eliminate the cost off the consoles and you go straight streaming. I think Stadia just came out too early. Google this is the second time that they've come out with a product that was great. But just too ahead of its time.
So my thing is this, though.
You know?
When you... Because if you're going to put in the money that you're putting in to make games now,
mm-hmm.
like, for example, let's just say Activision.
Mm-hmm.
Let's discount microtransactions and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know for a fact they can sell, what, 2, 3, 4, 5 million copies of Call of Duty at $60?
Mm-hmm.
But if people are just paying $15 instead and they're getting that, it's like... Like, overall, Microsoft is like, we're fine because we're not losing from making the console. But Activision is like, we're not paying to make the console. We're just losing money based off the game. So now why does Activision still make good Call of Duty games instead of just $15 Call of Duty games?
Here's how I think it would work. If you're Microsoft trying to get the game from the publisher,
well,
you pay a price, like they come up with a set price, that you pay before they release it on your service. And then after that, it's like you recuperate the money from your subscription.
Or even the console started already.
But then that's cutting into Microsoft's thing, because now they have to pay for it plus some of that subscription.
You're paying for the development. It becomes more like a movie.
But if you look at it,
but then at that point, why not just buy Activision?
Because you're not.
Just buy every company and just make it yourself.
But that's where they're heading. If you look at it,
so
companies are getting bought up faster.
But look, even with the Call of Duty games that you brought up, right? Warzone is a separate app than Call of Duty. So, like, the streaming, they might allow you to only stream the multiplayer aspect of it. Get what I'm saying?
I could see, like, that.
And
I
then,
see.
Like, if you want the whole game or
then
you want,
have to pay
then you gotta...
That I could see. Now, if you're just paying 15 a month, and it's like, well, that gets you, like, for Call of Duty,
the
multiplayer. The
multiplayer,
part.
Exactly.
Or, like, whatever, like, Warzone's already free. You
right.
get the Warzone, and you get, say, the
zombies
actual...
Zombies or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Maybe not zombies, because that's probably the most
thing
you're going
to
pay for.
That's true.
But, like, say, you could... I think where we might go with games, at least not like single player games. So like the Tales series, I think it's just they'd sell it however the fuck they sell it now.
Right.
If it was on a stream thing, then maybe like pay $30 and then you get this game. Like you get the games at a discounted price.
Yeah.
And then you still have the option for a while, like as they're going in, you can either get the console and then pay full price for the games.
Right.
Or maybe you can just digitally download the game without doing the subscription.
I can see it.
But then it's full price, but you get them at a discounted rate if you do that.
Yeah.
I can see it either as you do a tier system for it, so $15 is a base, you get a certain...
Yeah, multiplayer aspect
yeah,
of it.
A certain type of game, and then you have a... Maybe
like, four...
So that would be unfair to me, because that means now I have to pay a higher price regardless, because I pretty much only play single player.
Because
it's like...
But
I see what you're saying.
But
yeah,
the games
like
you play are single player games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they would be on the stream no matter what.
But
so
I see
like
what
a
you're
game
saying.
With a campaign and a multiplayer... That's where
yeah.
the money is.
Like
yeah,
you
I could
build
see
a service yourself based off of the developers you.
What I
you know.
Could see happening is I could see like for Call of Duty would be like the perfect game for it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, instead of like selling there's the Call of Duty disc. It's like no, go to the store, download it, everything separate.
Right.
You want just zombies? Zombies is $20. The multiplayer is $20. The
mm-hmm.
campaign is like, well, the campaign short. The campaign is like
$10 or $15,
whatever.
No,
and then it's like literally
worth,
just buy the part
is
of
worth
it.
More than $10.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like how now you can download whatever part you want.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think eventually that's where it's gonna go. Where it's like just buy whatever part you want.
There's a
or
lot.
Even if you stream it, you could do a timed, like where it's included in your $15 a month. If it's like 3 months, it's on there as part of your subscription.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then after that, if you want to keep the game, you buy it at a discounted rate. You can do it that way
yeah.
as well.
No, I like that. You know,
They that's how I think they should
the
do that.
If they're doing it
like
that way, I think that makes sense.
I think they
like,
should do a digital wallet too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have games from 7 years ago in our library. Why can't we, like, trade it in for, like, Sony points? Not as much to get a new game, but you know.
Just more than
just
whatever.
Just more, yeah, just like,
well,
give me $5 more than whatever GameStop is offering.
Yeah, like, that's
what
it.
I could see for that, though, with the digital copy is just because you're not selling anything back to them.
You're,
like, technically.
Revoke the license.
Yeah, but they're like, we already
you
got your
that.
Money for it once. Why would we
you know what
you
could
for
do
a license
that
we just duplicate and give out?
That's
you know?
Something you could do as well. So, as part of your subscription,
now, if
you,
you
get
want.
3 full licenses.
Right. So there's a limited number
and
of
then
new games
when you're
you get.
Done with the game, you can
or
send
you can,
back that license.
So it's GameFly, basically.
Or you
yeah.
can have a time aspect of it. You can have a time
yeah.
aspect.
Or time
so
aspect.
Let's say I, like, let's say
almost like a library. Like, you have the $15 that lets you, like, rent whatever new game you want, but you only have that game for, like, this week.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you only have access to, like, the new games for, like, maybe the first month or two. After that, it's, like, pay $40 and then you have the whole game.
No, right? I think I would do the free license.
Because even that would come out to less than $60.
So, yeah, your Game Pass, you know, all streaming market anyways. I think it's, like, you get three games that you can own as long as you want. And then when you're done with those three, you can revoke your license for it, and you get...
But you still get to play the other ones in the interim. But then how would they limit you from playing, like...
I don't know.
Are you just limited to those three, and it's like, once you beat those three?
Once you're done, you can revoke that license at any time.
Because that's going to bother... I mean, it's going to be delicate on how you do it. Because, you know, some people, like, switch between, like, 5-6 different games. And
that's,
like, what
that's
the fuck?
But that's why it has to be time-sensitive. Like, if we buy...
The time seems to make more
if
sense.
If we buy
like, for the first
Spider-Man
two
and you
game,
beat it in a week...
Yeah.
Now you're just...
Maybe...
You gave up a license.
You know what
for,
you could do? Do it like the time thing, but this is how you do it. You have... Each month, you have, like, 4 weeks where you can, like, rent out, like, one game that released within the last, like, month or two.
Mm-hmm.
At any point within that 4 weeks for that month, you can send that game back to get a different one.
Right, that's
so
what
So, like,
that's
if you choose that game and you're like, no, I just want to play this one game for... Like, if I get Persona, I'm like, it's gonna take me a damn month.
Yeah.
I can just have my whole month for Persona... Renew it for the next month and have that. Once I'm done with that, then I can be like, okay, take it back and I can get swap out for anything else. Make that part of the $15 for free, just like one. Then just make it so like any other new game that comes out costs me like $35, $40. Call it $35 because I'll bring it up to like $50.
Yeah, for the console,
like $10 discount.
But if the consoles make deals with the developers,
yeah.
So like now we have an Activision like subscription. That Microsoft gets to pay and Activision gets to pay.
Cause
the next
EA,
thing I could see doing though is when you
Microsoft,
kinda
right?
like alluded to.
The EA Pass, right?
Yeah, EA Plus is now part of Game Pass.
Yeah, like what I could see is what like you alluded to, kinda like how they have the EA thing.
Mm-hmm.
I could almost see it as like almost why they're buying up so many developers.
Yeah.
Because I could see like the developers just being like, fuck it. Subscribe to us for $5 and you get the games we put out.
Yeah,
so, like,
exactly.
I could just subscribe directly to Insomniac and, like...
Oh, yeah.
Or I could just subscribe. And then the console is just, like, Sony and Microsoft just be out of it. So, like, if that's where they see the future going, I could see why Microsoft is buying so many developers.
Yeah.
And why they're putting so much into Game Pass, because they might already be thinking,
yeah,
let's set this up from now so when it happens, it's not like, oh, shit, what's going on?
Yeah. So, right now, Microsoft
it almost feels
is
that way with Sony, too.
They're no longer competing with, like, Sony and... Nintendo, they're going after Google and Amazon. Although, again, Google is failing.
You said Google is failing or you said Google is family?
Failing.
Okay.
So I have, they gave, Google gave me four
gaming
months
wise,
of,
they're failing for sure,
of
yeah.
Stadia for free, right? I was like, cool. I got the whole shit, set it up, and I can't set up Stadia. Like, it won't work on my TV or some shit. I don't know why, but it won't let me sign in.
It might be that your device knows what's best for you.
Right.
And it's just like, bro.
Like,
bro,
but
no.
I want to try it.
It's like, you want to try it. Do you want to buy another TV?
Right. I want to try it.
But I feel like, but the a lot of
TV's
like,
trying to defend
what
itself.
I see in the future coming is a lot of people's jobs is going to be content creating.
Yeah. I think subscriptions are the future.
So
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and then content creating. You like we said, people are watching people just play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to tie into everything. Like,
yeah,
Twitch is going to be... If they have a stock, it's going to blast in the next, like, five to... It's blasting now.
You know, low-key, what I think?
But it's like, you could tell it's going to erupt. Because it's just tied into everything.
I think it's going to slow down for a period. Just because, like... Just like how Corona got more people into gaming...
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you would assume that would take some viewers away, but
yeah.
Really brings more because you like the game. It just brings everybody who was, like, one standard deviation closer to gaming.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, if you were on the borderline of playing a game, now you're a gamer.
Correct.
If you was like, I don't care about games, now you're watching streamers.
And another point.
But I think a lot of streamers, like, out there. So I think over, like, the next couple of years, it's probably going to die down.
But I feel like a lot of people don't know about it.
Well, that's the thing. But I think because of... Corona. I think
yeah,
it's like
more people.
I think it's like
it.
In
even
the middle.
No, no, but I'm saying. But so look.
But like I'm agreeing with you. I just think it's in the middle of its first big boom right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then for like 2-3 years, it's going to calm down. Yeah. And then it's going to hit that boom you're talking about.
Right, because this is how I see it, right? This is regarding anime. This is, I know it's video game week, but look.
Yeah, no.
So it's, everybody's familiar with Demon Slayer heavily, yeah. Correct? Where did you watch Demon Slayer?
Crunchyroll.
Yeah, Crunchyroll.
Right? Me too. When did we see it? Hmm? When did we see it? When it first came out, right? And would you agree that a lot of people were talking about it?
Yeah, it was making waves,
right?
When it first came out.
Right?
Yeah.
So look, now, when did it drop on Netflix?
Last month.
And how much of a spike did you see people
talking
about?
I feel like, but the spike came as a result of the movie.
No, the show I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But I feel like that spike came after
the movie propelled
it, and
no,
that's what got it
but
to
my
Netflix.
Point, no,
that's
but I've seen a lot of people say, wow, this show is great. Like, mm-hmm. they never knew about it. And that's because Netflix is a bigger platform.
Netflix is definitely helping the reach.
No. So that's what I'm saying with Twitch. It's going to get to the point where it's going to be
such a big platform. Facts. But I don't think it's going to be Twitch. I think what eventually is going to happen is TV channels are going to start, like, getting it to happen. Like, Universal is probably already thinking about, like, if we did our own streaming platform, how much money could we make?
They could just stream
like
the tournaments.
Like WB, because then it's like, you know, almost.
Imagine WB streaming a Fortnite tournament.
But ESPN is already doing
that. Exactly.
Yeah. Because that's like esports, but like for the regular other games, I could see like Universal saying, you know what? Let's add a streaming thing and like have that as part of our CBS app or whatever, our Universal app. Or like,
you get what I'm saying? So it's
how
like
Turner has TNT,
I feel like
and TBS.
My whole point
I could see them with a T something.
With the Netflix Twitch thing is that it made a giant spike off a bigger platform, and now people are just clicking on it. Twitch gets big, because look, who's the top streamer? Nobody's getting 150,000 views really average on Twitch.
It's a couple
like that.
People, yeah.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I think streaming just in general, I don't think streaming's...
I don't think it's based off...
I don't think it's going to really go super in terms of... I get what you're saying. I think popularity-wise, it's going to get a lot more
viewers.
Yeah,
so like if YouTube started its own, like it has its
own,
actually.
YouTube definitely has.
It's just
their requirements are way different.
Exactly. Yeah. No, a lot of people started on YouTube and then like they started... I heard the money wasn't right, stuff like that. Don't ban me, but... But, like, you know, they were getting, like, Mr. Beast, he's a content creator. He gets, like, 47 million views.
You don't have to say about, there's a reason why I'm streaming to Twitch instead of YouTube.
Yeah,
exactly.
YouTube claimed me 3 times for the same thing. Twitch just mentioned it once.
Yeah, so it's like...
I was like, how did I almost get banned off the stream?
That's why, but Mixer, just, and then Mixer tried.
They tried.
They bought Shroud and Ninja. Those are two, like...
Now they're
back on Twitch.
Partnered with Facebook Gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like keep on using them. So.
Yeah. No. Facebook. I don't
right.
Know.
Yeah.
But that's my thing with the game. Like the consoles see it. They see like streaming is gonna be.
But I think
like
that's something that'll keep consoles going longer.
What, streaming?
Once you have, well, I think it'll help dictate just whichever way it goes, because it's just a way to get people to adopt it. Now, if you have people streaming, like say you move to the subscription thing and you do something for the streamers where it's like, okay, switch over to this from the console, mention that you switched over to this, and we'll give you like this much for like advertising or something like that. I can see that helping it along, but I could also see consoles just don't pull in that much money. I see the upgrade process really being the way to do it.
Yeah, and then a lot of streamers are sponsored, like by Call of Duty, by G Fuel.
I think what we're gonna see is more streamers are gonna like get sponsored, like, rather than like Microsoft is sponsoring this streamer, it would be like, no, Activision.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be a lot more.
They sponsor
developer
Nick Marks,
two streamer
like,
type thing like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro. That's why I think.
And then
it's
I think
gonna be...
where that's gonna eventually lead to is it's gonna lead Sony and Microsoft themselves to like reaching out to them, and then that'll just lead into more of them like absorbing more companies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which at some point would have to be stopped, because you can't just have Sony and Microsoft own every game developer.
I mean,
and like they're the only two companies
again,
making games.
Again, Nintendo's in that too.
Well, yeah, but Nintendo
no,
isn't.
There are developers we want Nintendo.
Well, remember we said Nintendo's kind of like their own thing.
Yeah.
But imagine if you have Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, and all of them are just making those games for whatever properties they bought just for their consoles. That would be trash as fuck.
But Nintendo,
you know,
to me,
that would be so
feels
trash.
Like a true gaming comp, like
Nintendo,
gaming.
Nintendo's
like
its
video
home.
Games. You know, like this feels like grown men, like
I feel like
this what it feels
crashing,
like.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting to the point now where even if Nintendo Microsoft or Sony buys buys a company, we can still expect games from that like developer on multi-plats. So the same way how MLB The Show has always been.
But I think that's still a thing just because there are independent developers.
Mm-hmm. No, like, I'm talking about like even owned.
But I'm saying if they just owned like literally there were no developers
left.
It was just Sony and Microsoft.
That's
I'm not saying the quality would be good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't still be good because they'd be competing with each other. It's just at any point they could say games cost $300 because who else is making it?
That's true.
Like, at some point, that has to be, like, just illegal. Like, it has to be a monopoly or something.
Yeah, but monopoly's going to come to... It's going to be... Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Nintendo's the interesting thing. It's the most interesting thing.
Yeah, but they...
Because I don't think they're going to be on anybody's time.
Nintendo is the only console to me that still has characters. Like, Master Chief is dying out, right? They're making a new Halo, but it's like... It's like...
It's almost
have,
like...
You still have, like, Samus, Mario...
It's
like...
And
Pikachu,
you know what's crazy about
like,
Nintendo?
Sony has the second son. Like,
exactly what you were saying, bro. The craziest thing about it is, like, as much as I wouldn't want to see Kratos on Xbox, like, if God of War was on Xbox, that's fine.
I do not want
Mario anywhere but on Nintendo.
Exactly,
like, that's where
bro.
He's supposed
that's
to be.
They have, like, that's their
like,
they
I think
world
Nintendo's,
streaming future. I don't see Nintendo doing that.
I think
Nintendo's
going
to
do consoles.
That's what I'm saying.
I think Nintendo's going to do... Honestly, whatever the hell they want to do,
whenever
they feel like doing it.
They're going to make consoles until the world ends.
People mimic the game from... Look, bro, Sony didn't want to buy Pokemon. They just made Nexomon. They didn't want to try to get... They didn't want to try to
but
get...
But you're not buying Pokemon.
Yeah, but you
get
what I'm saying?
You're not buying none of the Pokemon's rights or anything from Nintendo.
So then look.
Nintendo will probably send actual people to fight you.
Yeah, Mario Kart, right? Then Sony tried to do Crash Team Racing.
Yeah.
Like, Sony's ideas are, like, original with their characters.
No.
They're not dying.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
But Nintendo does that just across gaming.
Yeah, they're not dying.
Like,
they're
even
not,
if you look at the
die.
Games where that push the platforms, like, even because when you think of Final Fantasy, and I know I should
it
think
started
Sony,
out on Nintendo.
I still think
yeah.
Nintendo.
It started out on
so
Nintendo.
When you tell me Final Fantasy pushed, like, the boundaries of the PS1 or the PS2 whenever 7 came out,
bro.
Like, I'm low-key, I feel like Nintendo gets that.
Because 1, 2,
them.
And 3 was on...
Yeah, like the motion controllers like you was talking about.
Yeah, motion controllers.
That was them. And they got it right almost immediately.
Even to me, I know this, Sonic feels like he's not, but he feels like a Nintendo,
Nintendo
like...
Okay. Yeah.
He feels like it.
I saw...
He was Sonic.
He was on Xbox. There was a Sonic game on Xbox. I was like, that doesn't feel right.
Ever since him and Mario went to the Olympics together.
Yeah,
you know?
Bro. So Nintendo...
Perfect example. Mega Man Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. I got the collection for PlayStation.
Oh, you did?
I played it one time, bro. I can't do it on PlayStation.
I'm
playing
the collection on Switch.
Like, I'm literally going to buy it again on the Switch because
that's where
I just
belongs.
Know even if I play it on the screen, it's gonna feel right. And Nintendo's just there
because
they're just not part of console wars at all.
And the crazy part,
it feels like they're not part of gaming at all. They're just on their
like,
own.
Nintendo
shit.
is the weapons maker of console wars.
Low key, it's like y'all not gonna mess with us because
it's
just,
like
let us do our thing. You know you're gonna copy us. Just let us chill.
Yeah, because
you know
here's
and the
they're
next
about
thing
to have
to
this.
Fight over.
Low key, it's like Google and Apple because I don't think Google and Apple at all, like other than like obviously competitively for the money. But creatively, I don't know why I can't say that word properly, but I almost feel like Apple's like, yeah, we're going to pull users as we can, but we're not going to outright try and, like, take Google out of the cell phone business altogether just because we want them to do their stuff first and their phones to blow up.
Right.
So then
yeah,
we
Apple's,
can see what they did and figure out. Like, they know what they're doing.
But Nintendo, to me, is the only, like, home, like, it's a home to certain characters, like, I don't see...
I will say this.
I
agree
can't
with you.
Think of a character like from PlayStation. Like
you can play...
You could think of it, but it's like, that's not... PlayStation
Nintendo
isn't
is
old. Feels like Disney... Like, Nintendo
like
is Disneyland.
Pure, like, gaming concept.
Yeah, it's like they're Disneyland.
Like, it's
like you know, they have
gaming.
A world.
Because
Sony doesn't have a world, really, to me.
You
yeah.
can,
It's like,
Nintendo
right,
could literally
spiral,
just have theme
like,
parks across the world
yeah,
and it
like,
would work.
Actually, they do have theme parks now.
Like, they should.
So, the...
Disney
Nintendo World is opening Universal Japan now, and it's opening in Florida in 2025.
See?
Like, even though
and, like,
I hate
you
this
think
game,
about that, normally you think about that, it'd be like, that doesn't, like,
even
a
though
video
I,
game,
I
but
hate
like,
this game,
bro.
Animal Crossing is huge.
Bro, what do you mean? How do you hate Animal
I know Mickey is big, But I think Mario
and, po- if, you and, put, and Pikachu, if you put Mario and Pikachu,
Mario and Pikachu have to be bigger. Link might not be bigger, but you put the three of them together.
And Samus.
It's like Disney's like, yeah, you got Mario and the Disney
they
movies.
Have characters. like Pikachu has Pikachu has Charizard, you know, Lucario, Mewtwo. Ash, Mewtwo.
Like, all of them.
Samus has, no, Mario has Luigi,
Mario,
Waluigi.
Luigi, Waluigi,
you know,
Bowser,
like,
Master Bowser
Chief,
Jr.,
Master
Peach,
Chief,
Daisy, Rosalina,
Master
Luna.
Chief has...
Master Chief.
It's Master just Chief. Master Chief and that one squad from what, 5,
yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
If you remember that.
And then...
the Guardians?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Gears of War is the only, like, world that...
Like, Gears of War is, like...
But they messed up because they didn't, like, keep rebooting. They just kept trying to drag it
I
out.
I think that's the biggest... The one place I can say Microsoft is lacking the most is characters. Because even with Sony, you still have, like, Kratos.
Okay.
Super relevant, obviously. I had another one in my head and I lost it. God,
you have Ratchet.
You have Ratchet.
Daxter.
Jack and Daxter, if you just bring them back, you would have them.
Do you? The last one was on PlayStation 2.
No.
That's why
true.
I kind of feel like it's almost like Halo. Not as bad as Halo, but it's kind of like where
worse.
Halo's, like, coming. No, yeah.
That's
it's
worse.
Like, Halo's not as bad as, the other thing, but it's almost like Halo, where it's like you have
Halo
to.
Halo and Gears of War turned into straight multiplayer. Like, people are only playing that competitive now. People get Pokemon or
for
to
regardless.
Play for yourself.
I think that's the thing. Nintendo is the only, like, system, I think, that has, like, a plethora of games.
So
where you can play it single player if you want to, or do the multiplayer. Like,
some,
it's either
some,
or.
Someone told me that, like, they outgrew Nintendo, and... Honestly, I hear
I
that
could
a
see
lot.
It.
I could see why, but
I could see it, but there's no excuse for
but
it.
But I don't understand it.
There's no excuse for
there's
it.
No way you outgrow fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, and if the game... Too many people are caught up in, like, oh, that looks like it. I don't care if it looks like a... I played World of Final Fantasy. I don't care.
The whole point of buying games, and I think a lot of people
fun.
Forget that. Yeah, it's to have fun. I am not spending $70 on a game to not have fun.
I think it would be not only a waste of money, an economic failure, but just plain foolish
because
to buy a video game, to pay $60 on something because, or not pay $60 on something because you feel like you shouldn't. Like, bro,
like
what?
You outgrew that. You can't outgrew
so this is where, I don't know if I'm wrong.
If y'all don't think I'm buying some Zoe
sometimes. So I feel like Nintendo is single player first. And Xbox and Sony are multiplayer first.
I think Nintendo's the only ones that's a mix.
I
think Microsoft is multiplayer first. Sony's single player first. Nintendo's
but,
a... Because every game I can think of, outside of, like, the Zelda ones, like Pokemon...
Is multiplayer.
Like, Pokemon has a heavy...
No, they have a multiplayer mode.
So
but you're using
your
character
instead
of, like,
that,
a CAC or...
That, Sony and Nintendo and Microsoft are more, online focused.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But
like,
Nintendo is more.
You
couch.
Can have a Switch and not buy the online for it and still play every game.
Yeah.
You can't do that with these.
So yeah, the online I was saying.
That's
yeah.
what I mean. Like
for
I,
sure, yeah.
Like,
yeah, couch co-op. Nintendo has never left couch co-op.
Yeah.
No.
That's why, bro. Like, I told y'all the other day. I was searching on the. I said the other day. It was a few months ago. On the PS4 for like a co-op game, and I saw A Way Out, and I was like.
Is that the one with prison?
No, we played The Forest.
It was like that, but that's not like couch. I'm talking about like a couch co-op game.
Oh.
Like sitting down.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. They stopped.
I was
they
like, it's like
that,
one
bro.
Game on there. I'm
yeah,
like, but
that.
I go to like.
Look, Nintendo.
I go to Nintendo. They made Pokemon a couch co-op game.
Mm-hmm.
They got Wii Sports.
They
though.
Made Pokemon couch. You don't even have to have a copy of the game. Just come, take one of my Pokemon.
Oh yeah,
and play
let's
my
go.
Team with me.
And then you double battle everybody is so
cheating. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But
bro, like,
super cheating.
I mean, it's, they should have built it in so that there's another person and every battle turns into a double battle, but...
But, I mean, you're going up against gym leaders and now it's like 2-on-1.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
It's they did it right. They made it more like... for the, They took fun.
But,
Sony and Xbox, like, thrive off competition.
But what I was saying with Nintendo, like, in terms of, like, the single-player, multiplayer, I feel like Nintendo's, like, the best blend of the both. Just because, like, just about... Like, Pokemon... You can just casually play it single player, or you can like get into it competitively, like in it, tournaments and just.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing, you could just play Animal Crossing the whole game yourself and chill, or
you can go online.
Yeah, but Nintendo has like worlds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
That's the biggest.
I could be like, yo,
The other
Zero,
companies
got,
give you like characters.
Like I,
Nintendo
was,
gives you
like
a world.
Yeah, like Zero, I just hatched a new Corviknight baby. You want it? Like with these, you got like, yo, you online?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
but, I mean,
it's
it makes
a world.
Sense. It kind of makes sense. Because, I mean, I guess Nintendo is geared more towards like just families in general.
Yeah, exactly. That's what.
But
that's
I
what
low key think that it's not necessarily, maybe just the focusing on like families just led like most people who develop games for it to focus on fun. But even with that, like Fire Emblem is not a game for kids,
Fire
and that's
Emblem,
fun as fuck.
But if
Astral Chain.
And that's another game I don't think I want on any other console.
If you came up to me, right?
Like a 3D fighter.
If you came up to me and told me Call of Duty's on the Switch, right?
No.
No, right? It's not. All right, good. So I didn't say kind of stupid. If you came up to me and told me, yo, Call of Duty's not going to be on this console, are you going to get it? I would probably say no. But then I'd be like, hold on. Switch doesn't have stuff like that. It's
that's
still
a
fun.
Fact. That's a fact.
Like, you know, it's like you don't need.
Low key, that's, again, Nintendo. When you bought the Wii, you could have just bought the Wii and sat down and never bought another game.
Yeah,
and
Wii Sports.
So much.
Just
yeah,
Wii Sports.
Exactly.
I don't think I bought another game in, like, for a while.
I'm telling you, bro. Like,
boxing was it.
Because it's like, bro.
I love bowling.
Yeah.
I had the bowling
baseball.
And the boxing, but the baseball and the
yeah.
tennis especially.
Yeah, the tennis was lit.
The tennis was, I was all over the room,
yeah,
bro.
So
I was
like,
diving into beds.
Yeah,
balls.
Nintendo breaks, like, all game laws. If you could,
yeah.
like, yeah, Grand Theft Auto is not going to be on this console either. And that's, like, a top game in
you
the world.
You know crazy?
And then you really think about it,
yeah.
like, hold on. Nintendo
that's,
doesn't
that
have
is a good thing.
That's what I loved about Nintendo. Right?
Nintendo's one of those things where it's, like, them not having, like, say Pokemon's not dropping on the Switch. Or they're coming out with a new console, Pokemon's not going to be on that new console. Like, I'm probably still going to get the Nintendo console. But if I have a PS5 and a new game's coming out, they're like, oh, MLB The Show's not going to be on it. And the next Ratchet game's not going to be on it. I'm like, bro, y'all better have Persona or I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, what am I
even,
here for?
Even with Nintendo, that's the only system. Like, people play PS3
yeah.
stuff for older games.
Nintendo.
But you'll go back to, like, a Game Boy,
you know what
a 3DS it is? To play older games.
You know what it is?
You'll do
Nintendo,
that.
I think, have... the only games, not the only games, but like the majority of the games where you can sit down, play it, whether you want to play it for a year straight or just a couple weeks and then leave and not play it for a year and then come back. Because like Pokemon, I can jump back in and I can still fight with my team.
It's crazy how like it's
Smash. You can always go back.
Bro,
to
that's what I'm saying. It's like a.
Like it's the
time,
Switch is kind of like that
fun,
console that just hangs around.
Yeah, it's
I
a secondary console.
Yeah, it's
like
it's
a secondary console.
I don't
console.
Think it would ever be like my main
but it's
gaming
like,
thing.
It's tier
but it's
S.
gonna be something
yeah,
I always
it's
have.
It's S tier.
Like I might be convinced to sell my PlayStation and get an Xbox. I'm not gonna convince me to sell my Switch to buy another console.
Because the majority
because
of the games that you
is just
play
on the Switch.
On your PlayStation or Xbox, you can play on either or.
Yeah.
The majority of games you want to play on your Switch. Are only on Switch.
Yeah,
even
can.
Without that, the Switch just feels like when I sit down to play the Switch, that's why I couldn't play Tales of Vesperia on it. Like I couldn't get into it enough, cause like obviously it's like a battle type thing. Like the Switch just makes me feel like you're going to relax.
Yeah.
Like
so
you're going like
it's like
I,
a, it's
so
like
you
a,
know what I have to do for that.
Like I can play on the PS5. And like be so into a game that my anxiety starts to bother me. That's
so,
never
not
so
even
when
it's
I
like,
play like the RPG on the Switch or something like
yeah.
that, I have to use the Pro Controller. Like certain games, when I know I have to like focus, I have to use
yeah.
the Pro Controller because then I feel like I'm really
the boring. Switch is like a home system, like a home body. Like because we could be all in the PlayStation party playing, and we'll all be like, "All right, guys, talk to you tomorrow." We'll get off. Go lay down in our bed
and
play Switch.
Hop on the Switch.
like
they
play.
They know what people do. They see how we use our phones.
Yeah. It's
they're
like
okay, we'll give you something you can lay down with.
Like
low key, you could be nasty. Take
a lot
it in
of
the bathroom
times,
with you.
Yeah, I think that was actually one of the commercials they used. Like
in the bathroom, yeah.
Shitty.
It's like you
it's
can
like it's
like
a lot of the times we'll join the party so we can talk to each other. But to play a game, it feels like exhausting. Like, do I want to play zombies today? That's a lot.
You saw
or
how,
you could just lay down and just be like, oh, well, I'm going to just level up some Pokemon or play Smash and that's it.
Now, I don't know how if there's a party system or how the party system was on the Switch.
It's weird.
Party
it's
system.
Bad. That's
you
the only thing
that's
bad.
Phone.
Yeah,
but if
bad.
They were to upgrade that and like make it better, there would legit probably be times where once we all have a Switch, we just be on the like in the Switch party.
Because
there's times
party.
Where we're in the PlayStation party, but it's like, we're not playing anything.
Yeah,
yeah
I'll be in the PlayStation party and then
like
be on
the Switch or on something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see myself, like, being in the Switch party, but not playing something on the Switch.
Yeah, no, because it's more like, everybody can be like, yo, let's play Smash or Mario Kart, you know?
So, I mean, to loop this back to the original topic, I don't see the Switch not ever, I mean, well, not the Switch, Nintendo moving to streaming only.
I think the if they
I don't think they have the capacity to do that.
I think if they did move to streaming... Well, it's weird, because I think they would either do it first.
Yeah.
Or they would do it last.
I mean, they might be able to, because Niantic is still going to be Legends and Pokemon Snap, right? I could see a Niantic subscription, especially if they bring back, like, Fire Red.
You know what I could see Nintendo
like, every old Pokemon game, I could see, and nobody is not buying the Niantic.
No, that's what I could see.
I feel like
they're going to
release a system for it.
I mean, like, instead of a system, just doing... Like
so,
streaming?
I feel like they're still going to do it.
I could see them doing it and making a thing where they're like, okay, you know what we're going to do? Release this Pokemon game, release this Zelda game, release this Metroid game. Just add on to those games.
Mm-hmm.
And then like every few years then a new Pokemon game comes out and then just expansion. So I could see them doing that.
So that's
I don't see them just
Nintendo.
Kicking consoles.
Nintendo games, you can all exist in a way where you don't have to... They could just continue doing DLCs. Almost all of their games.
That's yeah.
Don't have
yeah,
to
yeah,
buy
yeah,
a
that's
new
what I
game
mean.
To continue.
Like I see,
stories.
I can see them doing subscriptions
yeah.
for like the games.
So Pokemon.
But I just thought of something.
You start in Gen 1. You buy DLC
for
the next gen.
Yeah, or you just start in the new gen.
Yeah.
Like whatever the
but
new
that,
gen is, you start
saying,
there.
Nobody's gonna not get an Niantic subscription.
You do
like,
that.
If you do that, you know how I'm pretty sure more people
will kill somebody to play
Soul.
I'll kill somebody to play Silver on the Switch. Like, that's the best Pokemon game to me. It's by far.
It's
up there.
It's close. It's close.
It has
yeah,
16
I
badges.
No, no, I'm with you. It's,
yeah.
If it's not number one, it's like number two.
It's okay,
two,
yeah. So
yeah.
So what's going with that?
And I'm not going to lie. I don't know. It might, for me, it might be two. I would put Gen 4 just because
yeah,
the power
I love Gen 4.
I can't.
I
realize I hate Gen 4.
Do you?
I fucking hate Gen 4.
Well,
I
you
love
can't
Gen
say
4.
No to Lugia.
I think
like,
that's why it's going to be Gen 2 by
like,
default, because I hate Gen 4.
Lugia? And you can still get...
Even Gen 5's not bad.
I hate Gen 4.
Yeah.
You can still get...
I realized
are you going to get the remake?
Yeah, but I realized why I hate it.
Because
you know I'm a fire type guy.
Oh, and
you're
lack of
fire
there's
types.
Only Infernape and Rapidash. That's it.
Yeah. So
those
dark,
are the two
man,
fire
dark,
types, bro.
Main...
Like, if I wasn't a person who always used the Fire-type starter, I would have had to have used Rapidash, and I probably would have stopped playing the game.
But you have Darmanitan, too.
So you guys could think there's a newer
gen
that's better
Excuse
than
me?
That.
That's Gen 4.
Darmanitan?
Yeah. Right?
Isn't he Gen 5?
No, that's Gen 4.
You sure?
Yeah.
I don't think he's Gen 4.
He's Gen 4.
Nah. He
he's
came
Gen
out in black and white.
Bro, he's Gen 4.
Nah, he was black and white. Had to be.
All right, so,
but
that would put a newer gen ahead of Silver?
Yes.
How?
No. I might put...
As a game? Yeah.
Like, Gen 4 as a game, I would say I like the Pokemon in Gen 4 more
oh,
than
right,
the Pokemon in
Gen
2. Yeah, no, it was just Rapidash and the starter. That's why
no.
I hated it.
Magmar's evolution.
Platinum. Wasn't in Diamond or Pearl.
Isn't it?
Apparently not. It was just Rapidash.
Oh,
and
that definitely
they added,
had to be
No,
it.
They added Electabuzz and Magmar's to Platinum, yeah.
Yeah.
That had to be in...
No,
oh.
bro. Nah, I'm
no.
telling you, it's ridiculous, bro.
That don't sound right.
I remember that's why I didn't like it, because, like, I was like, bro, where's my second fire type?
And Heatran, you could go catch a Heatran.
I don't use legendaries in playthroughs. It's cheating. Like, the game's
so
easy
So what
enough.
Game would you put ahead of Silver?
From gameplay-wise, I would put...
Well, I mean, if we're doing gameplay-wise,
yeah.
just
well,
newer
yeah.
games.
Yeah,
but, like, or, just in terms of, like...
I would put Gen 4.
At the time they came out.
Yeah, Gen 4. I was in, 7th grade when Gen 4 came
so,
out.
So if you could play... What was Gen 4? Black
Diamond and Pearl.
Diamond and Pearl.
Yeah.
If you could play Diamond and Pearl or Soul Silver and Heart Gold on the Switch with newer gameplay...
Like an actual, like a remake.
Yes.
They,
another remake.
Would you prefer the Sinnoh remakes or would you prefer...
Johto. Oh, it's not Johto. It's
like,
Johto Kanto. That's the key part.
But you have to remember, we've got a Johto remix.
Yeah, we already got
since
it.
Like
yeah.
sooner, more recently than
right,
Gen
right
4.
Now. Gen 4.
So you're gonna want Gen
is
4.
The next one to get a
let's
remake.
Say Gen 4. Let's say you never got Soul Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it was, like, they did a poll, and it showed you the clips, and they looked the same. And it was, like, you want Gen 2? Do you want a new Crystal, a remake of Crystal, or you want a remake of Platinum? Which one would you choose? Well, assuming neither of them had remakes. Badges?
Yeah, so, again, that's what makes, I feel like, assuming Gen 2
yo, bro,
so amazing. It's like that you go back to Kanto.
Yo, so it's right? Like that, so
it's
exactly.
It's the two regions.
That's
I want them to do that for Platinum.
So, yeah, so, they need to do that for another is, gen was to, if, like, let's say Gen 4 or Gen 5.
Yeah, if you can go from Sinnoh to Hoenn, Sinnoh to Hoenn
would be fire. That would be fire. That would make it the best way. But yeah, no, I'm with you on Gen 2. I'm with you on Chris.
I'm 100%. But the fact that... I'm not talking about the Pokemon. I'm talking about the fact that you could go Johto, Kanto is crazy. I thought every game after that was going to be like...
Yeah.
Can we talk about how much of a disgrace it was that they put the Sevii Islands in Fire Red and Leaf Green instead of the Orange Islands? When you could have literally put the same shit there and just called it the Orange Islands.
I wanted a game with like... Because in the Orange Islands in the show, it was... It wasn't only battles. It was, like, races and
that's why I kind of like what they were doing with Alola, where it was, like, some of the... It was, like...
The trials.
Yeah. But I kind of like how they did in Gen 8, where, like, just... Instead of some of the trainer battles, you have, like, shit to actually do, but then you just fight Jimmy.
Yeah. That's,
like,
that's
that was kind of fly.
I think who's... Ash's Gold... What was it? Goldeen had to race Golduck or something. It was like, stuff like that.
Yeah, like, some of them... I remember...
And then Dragonite was the leader of the whole.
I remember when he was fighting that Alakazam, and he was messing Pikachu up. And Charizard didn't want to do nothing.
That's my so far. I'm not talking about like.
You know.
I'm just talking about the aspect that you
low key.
Because you know how I felt when I first got all 8 badges in Johto, and they told me go back to Kanto.
But you know what? I discount Kanto a little bit, for whatever fucking reason. Even though it's clearly post game, they didn't scale up the wild Pokemon. So the wild Pokemon were like as if you started in Kanto.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So like literally you go from gym leader to gym leader. Like you
just smash
replayed.
Rock and Misty. Like you smash them when you go back.
It's harder because like they're stronger than the Pokemon League, which you have nowhere to train against anything above level 35.
Really?
Yeah. Like you go back to Victory Road, like rarely you'll get a Graveler or a Golbat on level 4 to train against. But, like, in Kanto, like, all their Pokemon are, like, 50s and 60s.
That's true.
And it's like, you have nowhere to train.
That's true.
So, yeah, I used the cheat code for the damn rare candies. I was not training them 50 levels against level 2 Pokemon.
And the only reason why you get to go back to Kanto and Silver is because they thought Silver was going to be the last one.
Yeah.
And you got to fight yourself so that you could end the story.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I low-key... That's a concept they could have kept. Like, every couple of generations, just a couple of months.
It could easily be your passion to torch, you know?
Like every few generations. What I really want them to do now is, like, keep the save data. Because I forgot which game it was. But it was one game where, like, if you did some... Xenoverse. What am I talking about? You know, like, how, like, in the second game, your statue of your... Not resume, but, like, the statue of your first character would be there.
Yeah, it was in the thing.
Like, for Pokemon... Like, it would be kind of dope if you start the next game and then your championship team from the last one is just carried over and now you're fighting yourself as... Or, like, yourself is, like, red in the post-game. Like, a legendary trainer or something like that. Yeah. That'd be... Imagine if, when you played red and blue,
but
your red is the red that's always referenced.
But you have to tweak a little bit because I'm pretty sure when we were all done with the game, our starters were all level, like, 100 or something like that.
Well, yeah, but you can just scale them down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At this point, the computer would be... But that's why, like what we were talking about before, but the difficulty, you put in level scaling, now you don't have to do
that. I want difficulty in Pokemon. I want it.
I just want to say, I'm really hyped for Legends of Arceus, the game.
They need to release more Pokemon. Like, they have to tell us. Because right now...
They got me already.
They have, like, 15 people released.
Well, no, but, I mean, it's not coming out until next year, so they'll get more.
Yeah, no, that's why I need
my
the starters to be in it. I need, like...
I like how they have it with, because I was watching, I forgot who it was. We don't do promotion for anybody anyway, right? but like, it was kind of going into, like, why they chose, like, the starters.
It was, like, all samurai or something.
Like samurai, right? Stuff like that, but also if you look at the weapons, it's, like, samurai weapons. Mm-hmm. Like, one of them's an archer, one of them has a sword, the other one has, like, the guns they would have, or cannons they would have been switching to later on. So it's kind of cool to have that mix.
Yeah.
That game, to me, feels like that and the Sinnoh remakes feel like when we were talking about Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. Like, Arceus has the highest chance to disappoint me.
But also the highest chance to...
Like, I pretty much, like, the remakes, from what I've seen, I know what to expect for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, they might switch it up with something. I feel like that was just a shot-for-shot remake, though. Yeah. Like, even what I did like is, like, the way, like, you enter battle, they literally changed it back to how it was before, but with, like, the full body shit. Like, that's kind of fire. So, like, but for that, I'm like, you can't... Like, you're remaking a game that we liked.
Yeah.
Unless you change it in some stupid way, you can't fuck that up. So, I'm pretty sure, like, Gotham Knights, I'm like, I don't feel like... Like, that game could be, like, less than it could have been, but I don't think I would, like, play it and be like, oh this is disappointing. Yeah. Whereas, like, Suicide Squad and Arceus, it's like, this is either going to be great or terrible. Because either Pokemon's really going to show us why they haven't been doing Overworld, and everybody's going to shut the fuck up about it, because they'll be like,
yeah, so
no.
if this game doesn't go well, we are not getting anything new or experimental out of Game Freak.
Low-key, I feel like we shouldn't.
Ever again.
I got a little bit of Pokemon Go out of it, too.
No.
I got a little vibe.
No, I didn't feel
from
so.
From throwing the Pokeballs and
well,
see, but there's so
from
much
that,
know.
But it's,
yeah,
it doesn't look like you're doing this.
Yeah, you're not.
No,
doing
no.
The
other thing is like.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Because
like
it was looking like because they showed like where they battled it and then caught them in a battle.
Yeah, you could do
but
that.
But it was like you just. So
you
I'm
can
like,
also just like sneak up.
That's
and just
what I'm like.
Throw a
if that's like a stealth mechanic, that's
yeah.
fucking fire.
Like you get
like
one
imagine,
chance to do that,
or you like throw a rock to the other way to get them to turn around, then you throw the Pokeball. If you hit them and it doesn't catch them, you just in battle. Like
sorry.
That would be fire.
They got
Pokemon
a lot to
Breath
do.
Of the Wild. That's
and what they can, what Pokemon can do. Which I have to applaud them for, because they got this far. And Pokemon obviously has lore, but you're playing the games, you're not really super into lore.
Gen 4 was lore. Lore
well,
heavy,
yeah.
too.
Gen 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. Like, they got, like, lore heavy for a while, but, like, most people don't really go there, like, saying,
yeah.
like, ooh, the lore. But Pokemon got some lore, bro. There's wars going
has,
on, there's different timelines. It's like,
so,
if you get into that, and that's what the Pokemon Legend games are, where you get into, like, the lore, then that could be the game we're looking for. Was like, oh, is this like the more mature,
yeah, like you
difficult
could,
Pokemon
you
game?
But here's the thing: if I get that in Legends, and then the next Pokemon game is back to like how Sword and Shield was, I'm disappointed.
But you know what I would.
But I think Legends is
going
to be
we're
like
gonna
the,
get
the Pokemon Go for console.
I think
like it's going to be that one game. My fault is that that's just that's it. It's going to be.
I don't think so.
DLCs.
I don't think that's how they're gonna. I think there'll be DLC for it, but I don't think they're gonna do it like that. I think. They could just like make a series called Legends where you just go back. Like imagine Pokemon Legends Zygarde.
Okay.
And like it's back in the past where Zygarde
actually
had to do something.
But the only reason I think they're gonna keep
like,
it as that is because the starters are from three different gyms. So apparently they're gonna have a mass amount into the game.
But if it's three different gyms lore wise, and it's like the wild Pokemon are just Sinnoh, but the starters are from different. Gems?
Yeah, so the
because
in,
like
in
somebody
the
came in
on
the
trailer, they said the starters were brought
yeah,
over.
Yeah, so I'm just regions. Thinking that they're since they're using those gems, they're gonna use all
now,
the gems in between as well.
Saying what you're saying, and what you were saying earlier, you put that together and you do the DLC, but like Pokemon Legends Zygarde is a DLC, and you literally like you hop on a boat, and this is how you're expanding your map of the Pokemon world. Now you're going off to this place. They're like, we found this place. We want you to. Record the Pokemon. Like, literally, you made the first ever national
decks.
Yeah. Like, literally, just you can expand it out. Now you can go to literally the history of everything.
Yeah.
And you can see the legends they're talking about where it's like, oh no, yeah.
And
Zygarde did this in the past. It's like, okay, look.
They could do a lot of Easter eggs in the game, too. What if you bump into, like, Brock while you're playing?
Well, it's 4,000 years in the past.
But,
oh, yeah, what? Well, but, like.
But, or, what they really could do, eventually tie it back around to a main series game. Well, like, now in the main series, you're, like, the descendant of this people.
Yeah.
Like, you know? That could... Like, you could do a lot with that. Like, you know?
No.
But I think with the main thing that now that I'm hyped for is for the new Pokemon games, bro. Either pair up some regions or just, like, make a, like, come out with them less frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when you drop, like, the third version or whatever, if I don't even think they've done that in a while, right?
Well,
they've just been going two, right?
Since
Gen 7.
Seven. Yeah. Because
yeah.
we didn't get, we got Sun and Moon, and then Sun and Moon, Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon. And then they started doing DLCs with Sword and Shield.
Maybe that's what I want. Maybe, like, Ultra Sword, Ultra Shield. Throw another region that, like, Pokemon World geography-wise should be close.
I feel like...
Like, Unova is just across the sea, but I feel like that might be too far.
Yeah, Unova.
Unless you take
a France, right?
New York.
No, so then I would go with...
Which one was Friends? Because that one would work.
Yeah.
Kalos?
Kalos, yes.
Kalos five.
Friends.
Gen 5, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so like...
That's X and Y?
Gen 6, then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's excellent.
So yeah, so like pair up Gen 6 in that. Mm-hmm. Loki, Alola, you could pair up. Again, I think Inova is too far, but you could. But you could go. Yeah, you could go any of those three. Hoenn needs a pair.
So
makes sense. Aren't they both in the north?
So I would say that I would do Hoenn, Johto, and Kanto together as three. Because they're all in Japan.
I could see that, yeah.
Right?
Sinnoh is Japan.
Sinnoh, I would do with...
Where's Sinnoh supposed to be?
I don't know.
If you remember. I don't remember. Is that a part of Japan?
Is it?
Because, like, looks-wise, it looks like it's still fairly Japanese.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing.
Unless, was that the one where they started wearing berets? No, that was Gen 5 when they wore that, right?
Huh.
Huh. I'm about to check. Yeah, but,
But still, I'll still pair that up with Gen 5, I guess.
Yeah.
Just because.
Like, pair them up. Give me something that, like, saves progress now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or even, like, if we have a rival in, like, whatever game comes out next.
Is there, like... And I want, like, secret stuff to do. Like, I remember getting the Regis. You have to have, like, a Relicanth and a Wailmer in your lineup.
They kind of brought that back a little. They brought that back a little with Sword and Shield.
Oh, okay.
Well, the DLC. Like, to get the Regis now, it's, like... It's not as complicated back then, but it'll be, like, you have to catch this Pokemon. But the Pokemon will be a wild Pokemon, like, right next to it.
Yeah.
So you just catch it, put it in your party, and go over it. Or it'll be like, one of them was ridiculous. I literally had to look it up. You had to like play the flute in front of it. And I was like, there's a flute? Like, what the fuck?
Snorlax.
Bro, every Snorlax I saw was walking towards me.
Yeah.
No, in Gen
big
1.
Big ass doofy looking thing.
In Gen 1, you needed a flute for it.
Yeah.
Nah, but
like.
Sword Shield.
In Sword Shield, they just.
He's just strolling along.
Bro, I ran into one of them when I started the game and almost blacked out. I just barely ran away. It was level 50. I was like, level 11, bro.
I swear, there is nothing scarier
than why would you let me go?
Sword and Shield, when you're just walking by
and then
you see a giant Tyranitar just charge towards
you. You know what's terrifying? When Gengar pulls up.
Yeah.
Because Gengar's ability of making it so you can't leave. So you can't escape.
You just have
to fight level 65.
I used to be scared of Zubat.
Really?
Yeah, like in the beginning of the game, because you know you're struggling and you gotta get to the thing, and then they use Confuse Ray on
you.
And you can't run.
The combo that would fuck me up.
So it's like, yo.
Would be the Zubat into the Geodude. The Zubat into the Geodude.
Like, yo, I'm trying to get to the next city.
It's like, I just want
to. So I can go to the Pokemon Center and be saved there. Mm-hmm.
You know
but
what
you
it
just
did feel like? What I will give Pokemon credit for? It felt like Zubat was as little as a bat would be.
Because
you'd be right in front of the stairs and take a step forward and it'd catch you before your foot landed.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, I should be falling down a hole. Like, did you catch me and bring me up here to
the
fight?
The only thing, the easiest part I remember in Pokemon of all time was the insect one, when it was just Caterpie and all insect trainers.
Viridian Forest.
Yeah, that was the easiest.
That was like, because, you know, fire.
That was
the
easiest, yeah.
I don't know who that would be hard for. Maybe the grass? Yeah, the grass one. But you just catch a Pidgey and
Yeah, Pidgey
it.
Was always my second.
I always had a Pidgey. Yeah.
Pidgey was how I beat Brock. Well, Pidgeotto was always Brock. That's how I beat Brock.
I'm not going to lie.
If
Charmander
had, like,
was the reason.
What?
Charmander
it depends
was the
who,
I always do Charmander. I always choose a fire type. But, you know. It's like I lost to Brock the very first time I played.
Oh, every time I play, I lose to Brock.
And I was so upset, bro. I had a Charmeleon at level 19.
Whitney?
Just ran through him.
She had a Miltank?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whitney
that
had a Miltank.
Bitch.
Yo.
Attract.
Rollout? No, it was Rollout.
Yeah,
it was Rollout.
Whip
attract.
Me out.
Milk Drink. All of that extra
shit,
bro.
It was your Rollout for me, bro. I used to be like, damn.
I'm not going to lie. After Rollout hit the second time, it was dead ass just one shot.
Yeah,
there
just come out, roll out.
Boom, boom,
no,
you know how mad I was
that
nothing
was
immune to rock?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, something got to be immune to rock. It's got to miss one of these things, bro.
Nah, I was disgusted.
I sent out Pidgey thinking Pidgey's faster. Maybe that raises. No, Pidgey's weak to it.
Yeah, Pidgey's
weak.
No, but I literally used all my money on potions. Like, I used to go hard.
I went north of the city, caught Nidoran. Male and female. Trained both of them up. Literally sent out whichever one had the highest defense and just poison sting until that bitch was poisoned. That was it. Just poison sting. Like, one of y'all gonna poison him? And then Quilava gonna come out and just flame wheel.
Yo, she should have been eighth badge.
Nigga went back to get the charcoal.
Like, that was the only hard.
And attract.
Yeah.
Yo,
and attract, bro.
Even the dragon.
Lance?
No,
no, no.
Lance. Claire. That was Claire.
Claire.
Yeah. She wasn't even that bad.
She was
even
seventh.
With that, it's like you're just coming out of the ice cave, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think she was eight.
Yeah, I think she was last.
Who was the dragon that was seventh? That was. And what? Was it Ruby?
A dragon that was Titans
that
was 7th? Was it Ruby? No, 7th was the twins were 7th, right?
Who had the melodic?
My Lotic? That was the water guy. The last one in Ruby.
That was 8
Wallace.
Or 7?
Wallace.
He was 8?
Yeah.
Okay, so who was before him? I think that was Dragon.
Wasn't that Tegan and Liza? Or are they 7?
I don't remember.
I don't remember who.
Yeah, I can't remember Gen 3 like that.
Gen 3? Was that Dragon Gen 3? That must have been.
Again, I can't remember Gen 3. I don't know why. And I just played the remakes not too long ago.
I've been loathing playing through Gen 3.
Yeah?
Just because... Agent. Just because anybody I teach surf to, I'm not going to want to have dive, and I'm not taking two water dives. But I have to get to the end of the game. And don't you need, like, every TM to get... No, that was Gen 4. You needed, like, every HM to get through Victory Road.
Yeah, but that's what you had to do for.
But that was like, you couldn't, because you needed like six of them. You needed
you
rock climb, rock smash,
Zigzag Moon had like
surf,
all my HMs.
Waterfall.
Yeah. There's always that one HM.
Oh no, there's five of them that you need to get through there.
Yeah.
You need surf, waterfall, rock climb, rock smash, and strength, I think, to get through. So you like, I mean, I guess if you have something that can learn waterfall and you already
taught. Bro, I'm pretty sure Bidoof can learn every single one of the HMs that you needed.
Can he learn rock climb?
I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I'm almost 100% sure about
First
that.
First off, Rock Climb. If you're going to make HM something that's the other thing, Pokemon. If you bring HMs back.
HM was never a
make
Rock
them
Climb
stronger.
In the beginning.
They can't.
Rock Climb wasn't
I don't
team.
See
yeah,
them
that's what I'm saying.
It
wasn't
an
HM.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't see them ever bringing that shit back. Even in the remakes, I don't see that shit coming
like, back. But that's the other thing. With Gen 4, I'm wondering how you would do that. Unless my thing is just like...
Did
if
Gen
you're gonna make them HMs, why not make them strong moves?
Gen
4
didn't introduce any new HMs though, right? The newest one
no.
was Dive,
yeah.
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was Gen 3.
Mm-hmm.
When did Whirlpool come in?
Two.
Okay. But.
I thought that was a strong move.
We're gonna end it here. Another week down.
Can I make one last Pokemon comment?
Of course.
Why would Cut, the HM that you can't forget,
Scratch?
Be barely stronger than Scratch?
I knew you were going to say that.
Like, at least make it,
I
like, 90
I
would have
made it stronger than Slash.
I would have, too. like, 85.
Yeah.
You just,
yeah.
no extra crit hit. Whatever. End the podcast.
Yeah, nah,
Pokemon,
yeah.
I'm done with y'all until something else come out that I like.
Yeah,
which
cut.
Is never. Again.
Which is probably
yeah.
by next year. At
we
the
are, we are with it forever.
Facts.
Yeah, Cut.